translation of the meaning of the Noble Quran by Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani, Juz number 13, Surah Yusuf, verse 53 onwards. And I do not absolve my inner self of blame. Surely man's inner self often incites to evil unless my Lord shows mercy. Certainly my Lord is the most forgiving, very merciful. The king said, bring him to me and I shall employ him purely for myself. So when he, the king, talked to him, he said to Yusuf, today you are with us, well-placed, fully trusted. He said, appoint me to supervise the treasures of the land, and I am indeed a knowledgeable keeper. And thus we gave Yusuf power in the land. He could settle in it whenever he wished. We extend our mercy to whomever so we will, and we do not let the reward of the righteous people go to waste. And the reward of the hereafter is surely better for those who believe and constantly observe taqwa. And came the brothers of Yusuf and appeared before him. He recognized them, while they did not recognize him. When he equipped them with their provisions, he said, bring to me your other brother from your father's side. Do not you see that I give full measure and I extend the best hospitality? Still, if you do not bring him to me, then you deserve no further measure from me, nor shall you approach me in any more. They said, we shall persuade his father about him, and we will certainly do it. And he, Yusuf, said to his boys, put their goods in their camel packs. Perhaps they will recognize it when they go back to their family. Perhaps they will come again. So, when they returned to their father, they said, father, the required measure of grain has been withheld from us. Therefore, send our brother with us so that we may receive our full measure. And of course, we are his guards. He said, shall I trust you about him as I trusted you earlier about his brother? Well, Allah is the best guardian, and he is the most merciful of all the merciful. When they opened their baggage, they found their goods given back to them. They said, our father, what else should we want? Here is our goods given back to us, and we shall bring food to our family, protect our brother, and add the measure of one camel more. That is an easy measure. He said, I shall never send him with you until you give me a pledge in the name of Allah that you will definitely bring him back to me, unless you are overpowered by circumstances. So when they gave him their pledge, he said, Allah is watchful over what we say. And he said, O my sons, do not enter the city, all of you, from the same gate, rather enter from different gates, and I cannot help you in any way against the will of Allah. Sovereignty belongs to none but Allah. In him I place my trust, and all those who trust should trust in him alone. And recall when they entered the city in the manner their father had advised them. He could not help them in any way against the will of Allah, but it was just an urge in the heart of Yaqub, which he satisfied. He was a man of knowledge, because we had taught him, but most of the people do not know. And when they came to Yusuf, he lodged his brother Binyamin with himself. He said, look, I am your brother, so do not grieve for what they have been doing. Later, when he equipped them with their provisions, he placed the bowl in the camel pack of his brother. Then an announcer shouted out, O people of the caravan, you are thieves. Turning towards them, he said, what are you missing? They said, we are missing the measuring bowl of the king, and whoever brings it back shall deserve a camel load, and I stand surety for it. They said, we swear by Allah, you know we did not come to make mischief in the land, nor have we ever been thieves. They said, what is the punishment if you are liars? They said, is punishment? The one in whose saddlebag it is found shall himself be the punishment. This is how we punish the wrongdoers. So he started with their bags before searching the bag of his brother, then recovered it from the bag of his brother. This is how we planned for Yusuf. He had no right to take his brother according to the law of the king, unless Allah so willed. We elevate in ranks whomever so we will. Above every man of knowledge, there is someone more knowledgeable. They said, if he commits theft, there is nothing surprising because his other brother had committed theft earlier. Yusuf kept it, his reaction to himself, and did not reveal it to them. He said, in his heart, you are even worse in position. Allah knows best of what you allege. They said, O Aziz, he has a father, a very old man. So take one of us in place. We see you are a generous man. He said, we seek Allah's refuge from keeping anyone other than him with whom we have found our thing. Otherwise, we should be unjust. So when they lost hope in him, they went aside for consultation. The oldest of them said, do you not know that your father has taken pledge from you in the name of Allah while you had defaulted earlier in the case of Yusuf? So, I shall never leave this land unless my father permits me or Allah decides about me. He is the best of all judges. Go back to your father and say, our father, your son has committed theft and we do not testify except what we know and we could not guard against the unseen. Ask the people of the town in which we have been and the caravan with which we have come, and undoubtedly we are truthful. He, Yaqub, said, rather your inner desires have seduced you to something, so patience is best. Hopefully Allah may bring them all together. Surely He is the all-knowing, all-wise. He turned away from them and said, how sad I am about Yusuf, and his eyes turned white with sorrow, and he was suppressing his anger and grief. They said, by God, you will not stop remembering Yusuf until you collapse or perish. He said, I do not complain of my anguish and sorrow to anyone but Allah, and I know from Allah what you do not know. O my sons, go and search for Yusuf and his brother, and do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. In fact, only the infidels lose hope in Allah's mercy. So, when they came to him, Yusuf, they said, Aziz, we and our family are struck by distress, and we have brought some goods of very little worth. So, give us the full measure of grain, and be charitable to us. Surely Allah rewards the charitable. He said, do you know what you did to Yusuf and his brother when you were ignorant? They said, is it that you are in fact Yusuf? He said, I am Yusuf and this is my brother. Allah has been very kind to us. Surely, whoever fears Allah and observes patience, Allah does not let the reward of such good people go to waste. They said, we swear by Allah, indeed Allah has given to you preference over us, and we were guilty in fact. He said, no reproach upon you today. May Allah forgive you, and He is the most merciful of the all the merciful. Go with this shirt of mine and put it over the face of my father, and he will turn into a sighted man, and bring to me all your family. And when the caravan set out from Egypt, their father Yaqub said in Canaan, I sense the fragrance of Yusuf, if you do not take me to be senile. They said, by God, you are still in your old fallacy. So when came the man with the good news, he put it the shirt on his face, and he turned into a sighted man. He, Yaqub, said, did I not tell you that I know from Allah what you do not know? They said, our father, pray to Allah to forgive us our sins. Surely we have been guilty. He said, I shall pray to my Lord to forgive you. Surely He is the most forgiving, the very merciful. Later, when they came to Yusuf, he placed his parents near himself and said, enter Egypt, God willing, in peace. And he raised his parents up on the throne, and they all fell before him in prostration. He said, my father, here is the fulfillment of my early dream. My Lord has made it come true. He favoured me when he released me from the prison and brought you from the countryside after Satan has caused a rift between me and my brothers. Surely my Lord does what he wills in a subtle way. Surely he is the all-knowing, the all-wise. My Lord, you have given me power to rule and the knowledge of interpreting events. O Creator of the heavens and the earth, you are my guardian in this world and in the hereafter. Make me die a Muslim and make me join the righteous. That is a part of the reports of the unseen we reveal to you, O Prophet. You were not with them when they determined their object and when they were planning devices. Most of the people are not going to believe despite your strong desire for it, and you do not demand from them any reward against it. It is nothing but a reminder for all the people of the world. How many a sign is there in the heavens and the earth which they pass by and they are heedless to them? And most of them do not believe in Allah without associating partners with Him in His divinity. Do they feel themselves secure from the visit of Allah's enriching punishment or from the sudden arrival of the hour while they are not conscious of it? Say, this is my way. I call people to Allah with full perception, both I and my followers. Pure is Allah, and I am not among those who associate partners with Allah. We did not send before you messengers other than men from the people of the towns whom we inspired with revelation. Have they not travelled in the land where they could have seen how was the fate of those before them? And surely the abode of the hereafter is much better for those who fear Allah. Would you then still not understand? Punishment was often delayed until when the messengers were in despair and thought that they were wrong in their estimation. Our help came to them, then saved were those whom we willed, and our punishment is not averted from the guilty. Surely, in the narratives of these, there is a lesson for the people of understanding. It is not an invented story, rather, a confirmation of what has been before it, and an elaboration of everything, and guidance and mercy for a people who believe. Surah Ar-Ra'd, the Thunder. With the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful. Alif, Lam, Mim, Ra. These are the verses of the book. What has been sent down to you from your Lord is true, but most of the people do not believe. Allah is the one who raised the heavens without pillars that you can see them. Then He positioned Himself on the throne and subjugated the sun and the moon, each one of them running to an appointed time. He manages all matters, elaborating the signs, so that you may be sure of meeting your Lord. He is the one who spread out the earth and made mountains and rivers on it, and created it in pairs of the two from all the fruits. He makes the night cover the day. Surely in that there are signs for a people who think. And in the earth there are tracts of land neighbouring each other, and gardens of grapes, and farms and date palms, some having twin trunks and some having a single one. Although all of them are irrigated with the same water, we make some of them better than others in taste. Surely in that there are signs for people who understand. If you wonder, when wondrous indeed is their saying, is it that once we are dust, we are to be created anew? They are those who have disbelieved in their Lord, and they are those who shall have shackles around their necks, and they are the people of the fire. They shall remain there forever. They ask for evil to come sooner than good, while punishment have really come to pass against people earlier to them. And surely, your Lord is the Lord of forgiveness for the people against their wrongdoing, and surely, your Lord is severe in punishing. The disbelievers say, why is it that no sign has been sent down to him from his Lord? You are but a warner, and for every people there is a guide. Allah knows what every female carries and what the wombs decrease or increase. Everything has measure with him. He is the knower of the hidden and the manifest. He is the great, the high. Alike for him he is from among you who speaks quietly when he who speaks aloud, and he who hides in the night, and he who walks out in the day. For everyone from among you, there are angels replacing one another, in front of him and behind him, who guard him under the command of Allah. Surely, Allah does not change the condition of a people unless they change themselves. When Allah intends evil for a people, there is no way to turn it back, and for them there is no patron other than him. He is the one who makes you see the lightning in fear and hope, and who forms the heavy clouds. The thunder proclaims his purity with his praise, and so do the angels, out of his awe. And he sends the thunderbolts and strikes with it whom he wills. They are quarrelling about Allah, and he is stern in his plan. True prayers are to be directed to him alone, and those to whom they pray instead of him do not respond to them at all. But they are like one who stretches his hand towards water so that it may reach his mouth by itself, while it is not to reach it. And the prayer of the disbelievers that they make to false gods is nothing but straying and void. To Allah bow in prostration all who are in the heavens and the earth, willingly or unwillingly, and their shadows as well in morns and eves. Say, who is the Lord of the heavens and the earth? Say, Allah. Say, have you then taken as protectors those besides him who possess no power to cause benefit or harm even to themselves? Say, is it that a blind person and a sighted one are equal, or that all sorts of the darkness and the light are alike? Or have they ascribed such partners with Allah, who according to their belief have created some of the creation as he has created, and thus the creations seem to them alike? Say, Allah is the creator of all things, and he is the one, the all-dominant. He sent down water from the heavens, so the canals flowed according to their capacity, and the flood carried bulging scum, and a similar scum comes up from what they melt in the fire to obtain ornaments or other objects. This is how Allah depicts the truth and the untruth. As for the scum, it goes to be thrown away, while that which benefits people remains on the earth. This is how Allah brings out the parables. For those who obey their Lord, there is the best of rewards, and those who do not obey him shall be in such plight that even if they possess all that is on the earth, rather twice as much, they would offer it in ransom to redeem themselves from the punishment. For these there is the worst of reckoning, and their abode is hell, which is an evil bed to rest. Now, can the one who knows that whatever has been revealed to you from your Lord is the truth be equal to the one who is blind? Only the people of understanding respond to the advice. Those who fulfill their pledge with Allah and do not break the covenant. And those who maintain their relationship, Allah has commanded to be maintained, and fear their Lord and are frightful of evil reckoning. And those who observe patience in order to seek the pleasure of their Lord and establish salah and spend secretly and openly from what we have given to them and repel evil with good. Those are the ones for whom there is an ultimate abode, the eternal gardens they enter, and those as well as who are righteous from their fathers, spouses and progeny. The angels will enter onto them from every gate, saying, peace unto you for the patience you observed, so how excellent is the ultimate abode. As for those who break their pledge with Allah after it has been made binding and cut off their relationships, Allah has commanded to be joined and make mischief in the land. Those are the ones for whom there is a curse, and for them there is an evil abode. Allah expands the provision from whom he wills and narrows it for whom he wills. They are happy with the worldly life, while the worldly life compared to the hereafter is nothing but a little enjoyment. The disbelievers say, why is it that no sign of their choice has been sent down to him from his Lord? Say, Allah lets go astray whom he wills and gives guidance to those who turn to him. The ones who believe and their hearts are peaceful with the remembrance of Allah. Listen, the hearts find peace only in the remembrance of Allah. Those who believe and do good deeds, for them there is a bliss and a good place to return. Thus, we have sent you amidst a community before which many communities have passed away, so that you may recite to them what we have revealed to you, while they disbelieve in Ar-Rahman, the All-Merciful Allah. Say, He is my Lord, there is no God but He. In Him I place my trust, and to Him is my return. And even if there were a Quran wherewith the mountains could be moved or the earth could be split apart or wherewith the dead are spoken to, they wouldn't believe. In fact, every decision rests only with Allah. Are the believers not satisfied with the fact that if Allah willed, He would have brought all the people to the right path? And the disbelievers are continually receiving affliction because of what they did, or it visits somewhere close to their homes until Allah's promise will come to pass. Surely Allah does not go back upon His promise. Messengers have been mocked at before you, so I let the disbelievers go on for a while. Then I seized them. So how was my punishment? Is then He who is watchful over everyone and over whatever He does equal to the false deities? Still they have made partners with Allah. Say, give their names. Is it that you are informing Him of something on earth He does not know, or of just empty words? But their ill designs have been made alluring for the disbelievers, and they have been barred from the path. And for the one whom Allah deprives of guidance, there is no one to guide. For them there is a punishment in the worldly life, and indeed the punishment of the hereafter is even harder. And for them there is none to save them from Allah. Here is a description of the paradise promised to the God-fearing. Underneath it the rivers flow, its food is everlasting, and so is its shade. This is the ultimate abode of the God-fearing, while the ultimate abode of the disbelievers is fire. Those to whom we have given the book are happy with what has been sent down to you, and among their groups there are those who deny some of it. Say, I am commanded only to worship Allah and not to ascribe partners to Him. To Him I call, and to Him is my return. Thus we have sent it down, being a command in Arabic, and if you follow their desires, after the knowledge that has come to you, there shall be neither a friend for you against Allah nor a saviour. We have sent messengers before you and gave them wives and children. It is not for a messenger to bring a verse without the will of Allah. For every age there are some rules prescribed. Allah wipes off what He wills and affirms what He wills, and with Him is the mother book. And if we show you, O Prophet, some of what we have promised to them, and we take you back to us before that, in both cases you have only to convey the message, and we have to reckon. Have they not seen that we are coming to the land, narrowing it down from all its sides? Allah judges. There is none to repel His judgment, and He is swift at reckoning. Those before them did devise plans, but all the real plans belong only to Allah. He knows what every soul earns, and the disbelievers will soon know for whom is the excellent end. The disbelievers say, you are not a messenger. Say, Allah is sufficient as a witness between me and you and those who are my witness who have the knowledge of the book. Surah Ibrahim, Abraham. With the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the Very Merciful. Alif Lam Ra. This is a book we have sent down to you so that you may deliver the people with the will of their Lord out of all sorts of darkness into the light, leading them to the path of the Almighty, the Praiseworthy. Allah, the one to whom belongs what is in the heavens and what is in the earth. Woe be to the disbelievers because of a severe punishment, to those who prefer the worldly life to the hereafter and prevent people from the way of Allah and seek to make it crooked. Those have gone too far in straying. We did not send any messenger but speaking in the language of His people so that He might clearly convey the message to them. So Allah lets go astray whom He wills and lets find guidance whom He wills, and He is the mighty, the wise. Surely, we sent Musa with our sign, saying to him, bring your people out of all sorts of darkness into the light and remind them of the days of Allah. Surely, there are signs therein for everyone who observes patience and gratitude. And when Musa said to his people, remember Allah's blessing upon you when He delivered you from the Pharaoh's people who had been inflicting a grievous torment on you, slaughtering your sons and leaving your women alive. In that, there was a great trial from your Lord. Recall the time when your Lord declared, if you express gratitude, I shall certainly give you more, and if you are ungrateful, then my punishment is severe. And Musa said, If you and all those on earth become ungrateful, then Allah is free of all needs, worthy of every praise. Has there not come to you the news of those before you, the people of Nuh, Ad and Thamud, and those after them? No one knows them except Allah. Their prophets came to them with clear signs, but they put their hands into their mouths and said, "We reject what you are sent with, and indeed we are in confounding doubt about what you are calling us to believe." Their prophet said, "Is it in Allah that you have some doubt, who is the creator of the heavens and the earth? He calls you so that he may forgive you some of your sins and give you respite up to a specified term." They said, "You are no more than a human being like us. You want to prevent us from what our forefathers used to worship? So bring us some clear authority." Their prophets say to them, "We are no more than a human being like you, but Allah bestows his favour upon whom he wills from among his servants. It is not for us to bring you an authority without Allah's permission, and in Allah the believers must place their trust. What is wrong with us that we should not put our trust in Allah when he has guided us to our paths? We shall, of course, endure with patience all your persecutions, and all those who have to trust should trust only in Allah." The disbelievers said to their prophets, "We shall certainly expel you from our lands unless you come back to our faith." So their Lord revealed to them, "We shall destroy the transgressors and shall certainly let you dwell in the land after them. This is for the one who is fearful of standing before me and is fearful of my warnings." They sought final decision by demanding the divine scourge, and thus every obstinate tyrant failed. The hell is pursuing him, and he shall be made to drink pus-filled, which he will adoyously sip and will not be able to swallow. Death will come upon him from every side, yet he will not die, and still a heavy chastisement will be ahead of him. The deeds of those who refuse to believe in their Lord are like ashes blown away by the wind on a stormy day. They will not be able to gain anything out of what they did. That is the farthest point of straying away from the right path. Have you not seen that Allah has created the heavens and the earth with truths? If he wills, he can put you away and bring a new creation, and that is not at all difficult for Allah. All of them shall appear before Allah. Then the weak shall say to the arrogant, "We were your followers, so can you relieve us a little from Allah's punishment?" They will say, "Had Allah guided us, we would have guided you. It is all the same for us whether we deplore or endure. We have no way out." The Satan will say, when the matter will have been decided, "Allah promised you a truthful promise, while I gave you a promise and I did not fulfill it. I had no authority over you, except that I invited you and you accepted my call. So do not blame me, but blame yourselves. Neither I can come to your help, nor can you come to my help. I disown your associating me with Allah in the past. Surely there is a painful punishment for the unjust." And those who believed and did good deeds shall be admitted to the gardens beneath which rivers flow, living there forever by the will of Allah. There they shall greet each other with salam. Have you not seen how Allah has set forth a parable? A good word is like a good tree, having its root firm and its branches in the sky. It brings its fruits at all times with the will of its Lord. Allah sets forth the parables for the people so that they may take lesson. And the parable of a bad word is like a bad tree, removed from the top of the soil, having no firm root. Allah keeps the believers firm with the stable word in the worldly life and in the hereafter, and Allah lets the unjust go astray, and Allah does what he wills. Have you not seen those who adopted disbelief in exchange of Allah's favour and caused their people to disembark at the land of a total destruction, which is the Jahannam? They shall enter it, and it is an evil place to dwell. They have set up partners with Allah so that they may mislead the people from his path. Say, enjoy for a while, then your ultimate journey is to the fire. Say to my believing servants that they should establish salah and spend secretly and openly out of what we have given to them before there comes a day in which there is neither a trade nor friendship. Allah is the one who created the heavens and the earth and sent down water from the sky, then brought forth with it sustenance for you from the produce and subjugated for you the ships so that they may sail in the sea with his command, and subjugated for you the rivers, and he subjugated for you the sun and the moon moving constantly, and subjugated for you the day and the night, and he gave you whatever you asked for. If you try to count the bounties of Allah, you cannot count them all. Indeed, man is highly unjust, very ungrateful. Recall when Ibrahim said, "My Lord, make this city peaceful and keep me and my children away from worshipping idols." "My Lord, they have misled many a people, so the one who follows me does surely belong to me. As for the one who disobeys me, then you are most forgiving, very merciful." "Our Lord, I have settled some of my children in a valley of no vegetation close to your sanctified house, so that, our Lord, they may establish Salah. So, make hearts of the people yearn towards them, and provide them with fruit so that they may be grateful. Our Lord, surely you know what we conceal and what we reveal. Hidden from Allah is nothing whatsoever, neither in the earth nor in the heavens. Praise be to Allah who, despite my old age, blessed me with Ismail and Ishaq. Surely my Lord is the one who listens to the prayer. My Lord, make me steadfast in Salah and my offspring as well. And our Lord, grant my prayer. Our Lord, forgive me and my parents and all believers on the day when reckoning shall take place. Never think that Allah is unaware of what the wrongdoers are doing. He is but giving them respite up to a day when the eyes shall remain upraised in terror. They shall be rushing with their heads raised upwards. Their eyes shall not return towards them and their hearts shall be hollow. Warn the people of a day when punishment will come upon them and the wrongdoers will say, Our Lord, give us respite for a short term and we will respond to your call and will follow the messengers. Allah will say, Is it not that you had sworn oaths earlier that you would not have to leave the world? And you dwelt in the dwellings of those who wronged themselves, and it became clear to you how we dealt with them, and we put forth for you the examples. And they worked out their plot, and whatever their plot is before Allah, even though their plot is such as would move the mountains. So, never think that Allah will do against his promise to his messengers. Surely Allah is mighty, the Lord of retribution. The day on which this earth will be turned into some other earth, and the skies as well, and they shall all appear before Allah, the One, the All-Dominant. On that day, you will see the culprits tied up together in chains. Their shirts will be of rosin, and their faces will be covered with fire, so that Allah repays everyone in full whatever he earned. Indeed, Allah is swift at reckoning. This is a message for mankind, so that they take a lesson and be warned, and so that they may know that he is one God, and so that the people of understanding may observe the advice. And that is the end of juz number 13.